and welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the soulless suburbs of Northern Virginia. Hello, friends! Welcome to Thanksgiving week, where I hope it is a short work week for you and not a stressful home week. This will be a short and quick one this week because we have a little stressful house issue with plumbing that has been taking up some of my bandwidth, and I'm going to have to shower at the animal hospital or go knocking with my shower slippers and towel to the neighbor's house this afternoon if we don't get it resolved today. I'm actually making myself scarce while Ben waits for the plumber, and I am working at the animal hospital where it is, if you can believe it, less stressful and I can get some work done. Narrator voice. She did not get any work done. She snuggled the kitty that got shot. She watched two surgeries. She petted several dogs. She ate four donuts. She looked at harvest mites under a microscope. And she gave a lot of unsolicited advice to everyone. But hopefully you saw that thanks to the generosity of listeners and followers, we were able to deliver almost $800 worth of toys for our Toys for Tots folks. We tried not to get any toys that required batteries because that's an added hassle for parents, but our Lego game was strong. You may remember from previous podcasts that my father was very proud of his service in the Marine Corps. He dropped out of high school and forged my Grammy Coleslaw signature in order to enlist, and he was shipped over to Korea where he saw and endured such terrors that he never talked about his time there. But what he did do is always donate to Toys for Tots, and I am pleased to continue to do that in his memory. So I hinted last week that Thanksgiving is not my favorite holiday. I mean, I have definitely had some lovely Thanksgiving years, but generally I find it to be a singularly gluttonous day where a lot of the labor falls on women. I am also not a big fan of football, and football takes up all the rest of the time that day that isn't spent prepping food, eating food, or cleaning up after, and basically it's just not a relaxing day for me. My ideal Thanksgiving is a big friends and family day that I can host, like an open house with folks popping in and out over the course of the day as they tie up their other obligations, or a day spent at home putting up a Christmas tree and maybe having a little turkey with just me and Ben, watching something on TV and making some cookie doughs for the refrigerator or the freezer for future Christmas cookies. I can't do any of that stuff when I'm held captive at someone else's house, obligated to watch football, which I hate. Growing up, the day after Thanksgiving was always spent tagging a Christmas tree for cutting the week before Christmas. But if the ground wasn't yet frozen, we'd dig it and put it out back until closer to Christmas, and Dad would plant it in the New Year's. Unfortunately, the soil at the house in Lyme was just so poor and rocky, and none of the trees there survived. We have a big blue spruce that we bought in a container when it was just 4 feet tall when we got it for our first Christmas here in Northern Virginia, and we planted it out front after, and now it is probably 12 feet tall and 10 feet across. We can't even get lights on it easily. I back the truck up to it as close as I can and then climb onto a ladder in the back of the truck, and Ben mutters prayers and curses and holds onto the ladder while I use the end of a rake to try to loop the lights around the tree, and it is a whole thing that makes him very anxious, but I have a great time. But we really need a friend with a cherry picker. And if you want to know more about what Christmas was like at my house when I was growing up, you might want to rewind to the After Thanksgiving Pie episode from the first season of Two Chocolate Cakes. There's a very good pecan pie recipe in there, too. In other news, the farmers market is having a holiday cookie contest, and I'm considering entering. There are quite a few different categories like Vendor's Choice and Global Inspiration and Best Decorated. And I thought I might enter my gingerbread cookies and maybe two or three others. You have to drop off one dozen of each variety on the 3rd of December. And I really think my gingerbread are the best cookie I make. I'm not sure which other ones I'd make, maybe my almond butterballs or peppermint spritz. I will have to think on this. If I do decide to enter, I will have to make my cookie doughs this weekend when we return from Thanksgiving at Ben's parents. I guess everything will depend on whether we get this plumbing situation sorted out earlier rather than later. If you have any really interesting holiday cookie recipes that do not include things like cake mix, please let me know. I'd love to try them out. Bonus points if they are old family recipes from other countries. Okay, I said this would be short, so let's get to the food holidays. Today, Monday, the 21st of November, is Gingerbread Day. And I love gingerbread in the form of cake and cookies. And here's a little pro tip. Betty Crocker makes the best gingerbread mix. It is perfect for an 8x8 pan, and then just add ice cream or whipped cream, and it is a very quick dessert. My gingerbread cookie recipe is one passed down from my mom, and I think it came from my Grammy and Auntie Ethel, my dad's mom and sister. And it's one of those recipes I don't share much, but I will share it with my Patreon, so it will be in the recipe box. It makes the most crisp, delicate cutout ginger cookies, and the key is, like with most cookies, to not overwork the dough. Really, this whole 6 weeks till Christmas should be gingerbread month, and actually gingerbread hearts and snowflakes are great for Valentine's Day. It's also World Television Day, and you can celebrate by throwing Fox News out the window. Tuesday is National Cashew Day, and I love cashews, but did you know how hard cashew harvests are on the people who pick them? The cashews themselves are surrounded by a skin or a shell that is full of the same stuff in poison ivy, urushiol oil or something. I never can say that right. And it causes burns and terrible skin irritation. And as you can imagine, the people who pick cashews are not paid much. In some cases, about €3 a month, according to Human Rights Watch. So just remember that when you eschew almonds because of how bad they are for the environment and start going all in on cashews and cashew milk. Wednesday is National Espresso Day, and while I don't drink espresso, when Ben makes me a coffee, because he uses a Europress, he actually makes me an espresso and then adds more hot water to it and hot milk, which I think is an Americano? I'm not really sure. I love roasting coffee, although not roasting espresso roast, because it's very finicky. But I'm not much of a coffee drinker because I have a crazy reaction to coffee caffeine, where one cup of coffee will keep me awake for days. Interesting fun fact. Espresso roasted beans have the same amount of caffeine as a medium roast coffee. Espresso, the thing, though, has more caffeine because it's more concentrated. Wednesday, the 23rd, is also Eat a Cranberry Day, and don't do it. Cranberries are great dried and in breads and stuff, but a cranberry all by itself is not the treat it sounds like. It is very sharp and very bitter. I like to put those dried craisins and oatmeal cookies instead of raisins sometimes. And my favorite muffin from Coffee's in Old Lyme, where I would always visit when I visited my mom, was the cranberry nut muffin. Now that she lives on the other side of the river, I don't know if I'll go back there. They make a great chocolate cream pie, too. That was always my father's contribution to our holiday dinners. Today is also Thankful for My Dog Day, and how is that not every day? I know I say this a lot, but come on. It's offensive that there's only one day that you're thankful for your dog. Now, bearing in mind that my food holiday calendar is from the Netherlands, I have to tell you that Thursday, the 24th of November, is National Sardines Day. So you can do with what you want with that. I will ignore it. It is also Thanksgiving, and it is also National Day of Mourning for Native Americans in New England who find that Thanksgiving just serves as a reminder of the unjust treatment that the Native Americans have received since the 1620 Plymouth Landing. Friday, November 25th is National Parfait Day, which is whatever. I feel like no one eats those anymore. I never see them anywhere. It is also Black Friday, Buy Nothing Day, National Shopping Reminder Day, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, Blasé Day, and Day of Listening Day. And to see all of those things together on the same day makes me think that people need to sit the fudge down and not have diametrically opposed holidays on the same day. Saturday is National Cake Day, and here are my top 10 cakes listed in no particular order. Coconut cake, hummingbird cake, carrot cake, lemon cake, chocolate cake with white buttercream, white cake with chocolate buttercream, ice cream cake, banana cake with cream cheese frosting, almond wedding cake, and pound cake. It's also Anti-Obesity Day, and you can just fuck that shit. It is also Small Business Saturday, and hopefully you skipped Black Friday and all that crap, and you're going to head out to some nice little downtown in your community and do a little shopping at some small businesses. It has taken me a while to find small businesses here in Northern Virginia amidst all the malls and the Super Targets and the Hyper Walmarts, but I have found some, and they are treasures. There are definitely still some deficits in Northern Virginia. Like, I haven't found an exquisite chocolate shop locally, but between the farmers markets, the holiday markets, and the little historic downtowns here and there, there are some really nice shops here. Side note, when Ben's parents lived in North Carolina, one of my favorite traditions after Thanksgiving was shopping on that Saturday in downtown Edenton, which had some of the greatest little shops, including my absolutely favorite catch-all hardware store that also had craft supplies and Christmas ornaments. I miss those stores. Since we're almost at the end of the month, I'm going to close out the whole November food holidays so that you're prepared. Sunday, November 27th is Bavarian Cream Pie Day, which I actually had to look up. I mean, I know what Bavarian cream is because it's often inside my favorite donuts, but I had never heard of a pie full of it, and honestly, I didn't find pie, but I did find this, and I quote, "Bavarian cream is lightened with whipped cream when on the edge of setting up and before it is molded, a true Bavarian cream is usually filled into a fluted mold, chilled until firm, and then turned out onto a serving plate. By coating a chilled mold first with a fruit gelatin, a glazed effect can be produced. Imperfections in the unmolding are disguised with strategically placed fluted piping of whipped cream. In the United States, it is common to serve Bavarian cream directly from the bowl it has been chilled in, similar to a French mousse. In this informal presentation, Escoffier recommended that Bavarian cream be made in a timbale or a silver dish, which is then surrounded with crushed ice. It may also be served with a fruit sauce or a raspberry or apricot puree, or used to fill elaborate charlottes." So that sounds like something I would like, and definitely not something I've ever had. Monday, the 28th, is French Toast Day. Big fan of French toast, by the way. And here is my secret ingredient for French toast. After I whisk egg in the milk mixture, I add in a teeny bit of vanilla extract before dredging my bread. Tuesday is National Chocolates Day. Again, every day, all day, hello, not just one day. And it's Lemon Cream Pie Day. It's also Giving Tuesday, so get ready to get about 7 million emails from every nonprofit on the planet. And if I see anyone in my timeline share that stupid graphic about how nonprofits should be giving all of the money they raise and get from grants back out to the people they serve, and that is the preferred model of charity, I will ratio you to the moon and back. Running a nonprofit costs the same as running a business. You need to pay overhead, whether armchair experts believe it or not. You have to pay people to provide those services to the people you are helping. You have to pay rent. You have to pay phone. You have to pay internet. You have to pay insurance. The idea that people who are doing the work that honestly the government should be doing, like feeding the poor or taking care of abandoned animals or providing services to undereducated and underemployed folks, for free, when those folks have to pay rent and car payments just like everyone else? Get the hell out of here. Those graphics that show that some nonprofits give all of their money to charity are just doing magic math because they have overhead just like everybody else. They're simply rolling that cost into the programming costs. So just stop sharing that nonsense, please. Yes, there are some bad apples out there, but please stop perpetuating the myth that people who work in nonprofits saving the planet, for example, should take a vow of poverty. But the people that you pay your internet bill should make $10 million a year, and that's somehow okay. Anyway, Wednesday is National Mousse Day. I like mousse. I make a nice white chocolate mousse that I use as a filling for Devil's Food Cake, and it is delish. Okay, friends, that is it for the food holidays and for this week's podcast. Please keep rating and sharing the podcast, talking it up with your secretly liberal cousins, the library book club, where you get your oil changed, and other spaces where you find community. You can support this work and my plumbing problem by joining the Patreon. Patreons get extra little missives from me every other week or so, sometimes poetry, either digitally or in the snail mail. I hope that this Thanksgiving is kind to you, and that however you want to celebrate it was exactly how you did celebrate it. I hope especially that if you have to have conversations with family or friends about basic human rights and politics over the dinner table, that you're able to stand your ground and that you don't back down just to keep the peace. I do that way too often and I hate myself for it. I need to be better. I need to be a better advocate and ally. Anywho, I'll see you next week with more news about what cookies I enter in the cookie contest at the farmer's market and what incorrigible inflatables are now gracing my front yard. And remember, you don't need to censor yourself to comfort or cover for someone else's ignorance. See you soon.